this was spurred on by people writing to me and saying that we need to be operating out of a local church. That needs to, God will only operate through the church. Then they come up with the word autonomy. Each church has its own authority within that church, and then we know that that authority is given to the church. So you can't do anything or preach or teach or do anything like that unless you're coming out of the auspices of the local church. When you look at the design of the local church today, you just see a Catholic church. The service, the order of the service, the days that it's on, the apostolic succession that a lot of Baptist churches claim, the fact that the pastor and the is the final authority in people's lives. So what does the church say? It's whatever the pastor says. So I did a study again on the word the church. And I'm just going to read off some things to you tonight. We're going to see that when you're reading your New Testament, you will see that, remember, the church in the wilderness are the Israelites. There was no building. They had their temple and everything, but they still, those are the people in the wilderness. Through this process of the sermon, we will look at a couple other things. Why do we all miss the church in our mind? Why do we all miss that, if we do? How to identify a local, because a local church is still a biblical thing. How do you identify a true local church, biblical church? What's its purpose? And I think you folks know the purpose. How to tell an online goofball. Okay, so if we're not going to have a local church to go to, how do you tell if these guys online? I can give you some names. There's a long list of names that people are falling for. They get a hold of this Paul thing and they disappear from us and they go on to this other stuff here. So we'll talk about, probably not tonight, but how do you tell if one of these guys is an online goofball? Let's look into this thing. We kind of went over it this morning. Church of God are the people. Give none offense, Paul says, neither to the Jews nor to the Gentiles nor to the church of God. That's a singular word for a bunch of people. Paul persecuted the church of God, the people, the Christians. So that's the body of Christ. That's the church of God, body of Christ. Now you're the body of Christ and members in particular. It's a single body, all plural members. So he says we're married to one to another. So yeah, that's a body of individual people as the church. So let's read through some verses tonight. Very, very simple thing. Let's just read through some verses and see if you recognize what it's talking about here. For example, even in Acts 8, which is a snitch before Paul, it says, as for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house. And right there, it defines the church. It's the people. So he went to every one of their houses to find these people to persecute him. So that was the church. It's the people. Now we know this. I realize we know this is nothing new. Haven't heard the phrase universal church for a while, but we have no problem with that. A lot of people do. We see the power of the local church coming about. We see the power of the pastor. We see the need for money. We see the guilt that these guys put on people to get to church and come to church. So here we go. Let's look at this here. Acts 9:31. Then, I guess I'll wait a few minutes for you to find the flip to the pages here. No, I won't. Then had all the churches rest throughout Judea. Okay, so now there's an S at the end. E-S, churches, plural. Okay, so now there is a reference to the local church. And there were churches throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria. And they're edified and walking in the fear of the Lord. Okay, that's all these different places had churches, okay? And were edified and walking in the fear of the Lord. Can a church walk? Well, the people can. Here's one, Acts 12:5. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God. The church are the people. Referring to the people. And you'll see why I'm making such a fuss about this thing eventually here. Now there were in the church, that was at Antioch, were, plural, talking about the people in there. Okay, Acts 14:23. And when they had ordained them elders in every church. Now, there's an individual local assembly. Every church. Makes sense. It's okay. It's fine. And when they were come, Acts 14:27. And when they were come and had gathered the church together. Who is the church? It's the people. Like I say, I know we know this. But I'm not sure we think about that so much when we read the words the church. Acts 15:3, and being brought on their way by the church, they passed through Phinehas and Samaria. Okay, it's the people that got them on their way. And when they were come to Jerusalem, they were received of the church. That's the people. Acts 15:22, then pleased it, the apostles and elders with the whole church to send chosen men. That's everybody that was there. The whole church. Now here's the place. Acts 16:5, and so were the churches, plural, established in the faith and increased in number daily. Okay, so we got these local churches growing. Plural, churches. Now, let's see here. Romans 16:4, who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches, plural, of the Gentiles. Okay, they have various local churches. So just make sure, folks, that listen to this someday. I'm not against the local church. It's just what's being done in that local church. Is it the truth? And if it's not, do you have to somewhere be in a church anyway? Do you have to go to one in order for God to work in your life? Even if it's a bad church, at least you're still going to church. That pleases God. No, it doesn't please God. We are to despise that place. We are to destroy the magnificence. So not only do we destroy the magnificence of music and religion, but the local church today. Good old-fashioned, Bible-believing King James, you know. Romans 16:5, likewise, greet the church that is in their house. Doesn't say greet their house, which is a church. It says greet the church that is in their house. It's the people. He says in 16:16, salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches, plural, of Christ salute you. Okay, so we see this. Here's one in 1 Corinthians 4:17. For this cause have I sent Timotheus, okay, who is my beloved son and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways. That's such a good verse for Paul. Which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. Places. Plural is places. If ye then have judgments of things pertaining to this life, 1 Corinthians 6, set them to judge who are least esteemed in the church. Is it the local church he's talking about? He's talking about the church, people. But as God has distributed to every man, as the Lord hath called everyone, so let him walk, and so ordain I in all churches, plural. I'll get to the point here in a minute. Give not offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God. That's the people, 1 Corinthians 10. That's about the people. Now this one's about the places, 1 Corinthians 11:16. But if any man seem to be contentious, we have no such custom, neither the churches, plural, places. Okay, here's another one, 1 Corinthians 11:18. For first of all, when ye come together in the church. Now, is that the people or the places? Well, if it was the place, it would be when you come together into the church. But it's not. First of all, when ye come together in the church, that's the people, I hear that there be divisions among you. That's all the people. There's divisions among the people. And God has set some in the church. First apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, gifts of healings. This is all pre-1611 too. We know that with Paul. That's how you rightly divide Corinthians. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth the church. What's the church? That's the people. And I'm getting to it. I'm getting to my point. I just want you to see verse after verse after verse that shows that the church is more often than not referring to the people in that area, the church. Paul says, even so ye, forasmuch as ye are zealous for spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church. Now, that's the people. Is that also applicable to a local church? I guess you could make it such, but it's referring to the people. It's not referring to a local church. He says, yet in the church I had rather speak five words of my understanding. Again, that's in the people that are there. Here's a great example. Here's a great illustration. Verse, if therefore the whole church be come together into one place, and all speak with tongues, and there come those that are unlearned or unbelievers, will they not say that ye are mad? See, there's the whole church. If that whole church be come together, that's people, and all speak, that's people. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches, plural. Okay, that was in 1 Corinthians 14, 1 Corinthians 15. I am the least of the apostles, that I'm not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. Those are the people. But then also, right after that, 16:1, now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches, plural, of Galatia. So there's more than one church, local church. It's called churches, and they consist of the church, the people. That's how they're referred to. Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit the grace of God bestowed on the churches, plural. Okay, now this can just go on all night here. I robbed other churches, places, you know. The care of the churches, inferior to other churches. He's always talking about churches as well. But when he talks about the church, it's a people. Okay, Ephesians. Now we're getting into our stuff here, so just hang on. And hath put all things under his feet, and gave him, this is Christ, of course, to be the head over all things to the church. Now, are we talking about a local assembly? Because this is where the Baptists and the local assembly guys start to put their stuff, is in Ephesians. It was Ephesians 1:22, head over all things to the church. That's the people. Okay, so let's just bunny trail this for a second. If Christ is the head of us as the church, we know that as the risen Savior, he's given his teachings, his doctrine to Paul, which is put into a King James Bible. So he's the head over us individually as we are the church, and he's over us with his Bible. So our final authority is not the local church. It is not the pastor of a local church. Even though, we'll jump ahead, we know it says the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth, it is not the truth. It is the ground of the truth. Does that make that church the final authority? Does that mean you have to go into that church for God to speak to you? To God to, quote, call you to a foreign country? He can't do that outside the local church. You've got a Bible, King James, you're rightly divided. You listen to preaching as part of your studying. But that's all it is. Your Bible is your final authority. Okay. I read some of the stuff on the autonomy of a local church. Talk about a mess of words. And it's just like a Baptistic way of describing the Catholic Church. Now we're at Ephesians is where this stuff kind of gets serious, though. To the intent, Ephesians 3:10, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Are we talking about the local assembly? Not at all. We're talking about the people. Ephesians 3:21, unto him be glory in the church. Who's that? That's us. It's not your local church. It's us. So if people go to a local church, they spend all this money to make this local church, been there, done that, the right kind of church, when the whole thing is about the people, not the church, not the local church. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives, plural, by the way, notice that says plural, be to their own husbands, plural, in everything. That's the church. It's a singular title with a plural inside. Husbands, love your, this is Ephesians 5:25, husbands, love your wives, plural. Plural? Can we have more than one wife? Give me three reasons why you think that's true, and I'll erase the first two. You say, no. Husbands, love your wives, plural, even as Christ also loved the church, plural, people. 5:27, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle. We, as the church, do not have spot or wrinkle. Our soul, which has been separated from our dirty, filthy flesh, is without spot, without wrinkle. It is holy, without blemish. So, that he might present it, talking about the church, the people, to himself a glorious church, a glorious group of people, not having spot. And so we are. But is the local church without spot or wrinkle? Not in the slightest. This is a great mystery, Ephesians 5:32. But I speak concerning Christ and the church. That's the people. Colossians 1:18, as he is the head of the body, the church. That's us. We are a body. Remember it said, body with many members. Who now rejoice, Colossians 1:24, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church. So we are part of his body. We are the church. No local church is the church. That's just Catholic thinking there. Getting down to the good ones here. There's one verse that's going to, I think, suddenly make sense to a lot of people. At least it did to me, so whatever. 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 1. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians. Is that the First Baptist Church of the Thessalonians? There's only one church? No, it's the people. The church, the people of the Thessalonians, which are Christians, part of the church of God. For ye, brethren, become followers of the churches. Ah, now we're talking plural. Now we're talking about places. They did have churches. Okay? Became followers of the churches of God. Now this verse, 2 Thessalonians, Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus, unto the church of the Thessalonians. Back to people again. If it said unto the church in Thessalonica, then we're talking about a certain place. And so that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God, there's plural. There's no more than one body of Christ. It has to be a local place. Okay, now here we go. This is what this thing is all about tonight. Hope that makes sense. The church is us. You, Little House, Chris, Mark, Michael, Jeanette, Norris, if you understand this stuff, if I'm not sure where you're from. We're the church. We meet online. We don't have a local church to go to. This is our local church. This is how we gather. It's fine. Because we are the church. The Bible is how we hear from Jesus Christ, who is to be our head, because he is the risen Savior. We are following the teachings of the risen Savior through Paul only. We learn the other things. We learn the history. We learn the tribulational stuff. But to apply, that's where the church is at. Now listen to these two verses here. There's one verse, I guess, I'm looking for here. 1 Timothy 3:15. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how, and that's, by the way, that's Paul tarrying long there. If I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God. Now, you've heard this, and when we were all kids, you don't run in the house of God. This is the house of God. You don't shout, you don't run, you don't da-da-da-da. Because he's in this building. This is the house of God. So if you study Paul, you will know how to behave in the house of God. Because, see, that house of God is the church of the living God. No, that's baloney. If you're looking at it as a building, as a place. That if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how to, thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God. Oh, where's the house of God? 1 Corinthians 3:16. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Okay, 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? We look at 1 Corinthians 6, verse 15. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? That's going on through playing out in the world, see. Verse 19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you're not your own? You're bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body. Go back to 1 Timothy. If I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God. That's us. That's myself. That's me. I am the church of the living God. I am the church. I'm part of the body of Christ. I'm part of the church of the living God. And in me is the pillar and ground of the truth. I'm the pillar and ground of the truth. If I have a King James Bible, what is the truth? King James Bible, rightly divided. I'm the pillar and ground of that. I'm not the truth. You're not the truth. You're the pillar and ground of it. Because God is in us. So the church, we are part of the church, not the local assembly. If we have one, we have one. If we don't, we don't. But the local assembly has taken on the power, has robbed the truth. And then we get into the ministers of righteousness and that sort of a thing. Making sense? Okay, so with that in mind, question. How do you tell if an online guy, which everybody, because they don't want to go to church, you know, they know that it's wrong. It's like the homeschoolers. They don't want their kids to go to public school, but they won't do what they have to do when they're home. So the kids are still better off in public school. Because such a lousy education if they don't. Okay, same thing. We don't want to go to churches. We don't want to have some pastor tell us what to do. We don't believe it. That's fine. He can preach. We know the music is crummy. Da-da-da-da. So they got all these guys online. How do you know if these online guys are goofballs? What's the status? Oh, we all know the difference, but I think I need to make a sermon. How to tell an online goofball? And then why do we still wish we had a church to go to if we do? A lot of people still do. They can't last through the Paul thing very long because they got to go to church somewhere. They don't care what goes on in the church. They just have, why? What's going on here? Some questions to ask along those lines. We'll talk about that later. So, did you get the gist tonight? We're the church. We have to know how to behave in the house of God, because we're the house of God. And our works, well, we'll find out how we behaved. Our works will be judged in the judgment seat of Christ. What you wore, where you went, what you did as a woman compared versus to a man. You're the house of God. We're the church of the living God. We, us individuals, and part of a body. We are not our final authority. Our Bible is. But we're to be the pillar and ground of it. Local churches, that's just a Catholic design. If people get, and we can get together. We should get together. And there's a purpose for the local church. Paul teaches it to us. Do you know where it's at? Of course you do. Do you know where it's at? What they're based the modern churches on today? You know the difference? Acts chapter 2 is the Great Commission Church, which is a bogus teaching, 100% bogus church. I despise it, as we are to do. And the true church purpose is in Ephesians chapter 4. So there is a purpose for the local assembly to gather, but it certainly isn't the authority. It certainly isn't the only place God's going to bless you, as they say. So again, the local autonomy and the local authority of the local church is just another bogus bunch of false doctrines.